250 students have been flown to Havana, Cuba to be trained as doctors, as 300 Cuban doctors arrive in the country to assist with academic and medical services. This came to light at the signing of a renewed agreement between Ghana and Cuba. The agreement, which is renewed every 2 years, reiterates Cuba's commitment towards helping to improve on its health sector. Priscilla Owusu-Ansah was there.
The Minister of Health, Sherry Aite, stated that Cuba has for the past 20 years assisted Ghana by training medical doctors, veterinary doctors, and agriculturalists. She said, this has been of immense help to the country, whose doctor-patient ratio now stands at 1:10,000. Madame Aite stated that the Cuban doctors only receive an allowance of $150 a month and accommodation. Cuban ambassador to Ghana, Georges Lefebvre, said Cubans are motivated to renew the commitment to Ghana and other African countries because they find their roots in Africa. He happily noted that in about 5 years' time, Ghana will no longer need medical assistance because of the rapidly changing economy.
There was a time that Ghana needs desperately medical care. So we provide the doctor, but because that is consistent with our own history and our own tradition. We are coming from Africa. The Cuban population is part African. Our roots are in Africa, so we feel that we have a commitment with Africa. So we are able to create in Cuba to graduate every year 20,000 doctors or 15,000 doctors. So we think that we can provide to the people that need that. So we have decided that 20 years ago, and we have kept our word, I mean, just to provide help to the people that need. But in a few years, Ghana will no longer need our help because your economy is in better position. You are creating your own doctors.
Mr. Lefebvre assured Ghana of lasting relations between the two countries.
Priscilla Owusu-Ansah reporting.